All right, so let's jump right in.
Yeah, let's get to it.
Today we're diving into something you might have seen while looking for info about how to get that perfect physique.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this all over.
Yeah, cutting stacks.
Definitely.
You see all these things online about how to get that lean, sculpted look,
Yep.
and then all of a sudden you start seeing stuff about these stacks that promise incredible results.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So we found this article about the best steroid cutting stack.
Okay, interesting.
We're going to break it down and see what's really going on.
Yeah, let's do it.
We're trying to figure out a few things.
Okay.
Like, what's actually in these stacks? Do they even work?
Yeah, good question.
And maybe the most important thing,
Okay.
are there actually any safe alternatives out there?
Yeah, that's a big one.
That's what we're going to try to figure out.
It's going to be interesting to see what the article says.
For sure. So, to get started, maybe we could take a step back
Okay. That sounds good.
and like define some terms.
Yeah, definitely.
So what exactly is a cutting cycle?
Oh, okay. So a cutting cycle
Yeah.
in bodybuilding is basically the sculpting phase.
Okay.
You're trying to get rid of fat, but you want to keep as much muscle as you can.
Okay, so you're not trying to lose weight.
No.
You're trying to lose fat.
Exactly. You're trying to get that lean and
Okay.
defined look.
Got it.
It's like you're chiseling away the excess
Makes sense.
to reveal the masterpiece underneath.
So it's all about that ripped,
Got
shredded
it.
look.
You got it.
Okay, cool. And the article we're looking at
Yeah.
lists some common steroids that people include in these stacks. And some of these names I'm sure will be familiar to people
Probably, yeah.
who've looked into this world.
Yeah.
So there's Anavar,
Okay.
clenbuterol, Winstrol,
Yeah.
and then trenbolone acetate.
Right. Those are some of the big ones.
Yeah, anyone who's been around the bodybuilding scene
Yeah.
for a little while
For sure.
has probably heard of those.
Definitely.
But the thing is, most of these are controlled substances.
Oh, right.
So that means you would need a prescription to use them legally in a
Okay.
lot of places,
Like
like
when?
the USA,
Okay.
the UK, and Australia.
Gotcha. So it's not as simple as just buying them online or whatever.
Definitely not. You can't just go to the store
Yeah.
and grab a bottle.
Okay.
These are serious substances.
For sure.
And the article makes it really clear
Yeah.
that there could be serious consequences.
Absolutely. People need to understand that.
Definitely. So maybe we can get into that now.
Yeah. Oh,
Let's
yeah.
talk about the risks
Okay.
because the article doesn't shy away from them at all.
No, not at all.
So what are some of the things that stood out to you?
Well, one of the first things that really jumped out at me was the potential for liver damage.
Okay, so you're talking about real
Yeah.
serious damage.
Exactly. Your liver is basically your body's filter,
Yeah, that's important.
right? It processes everything
Yeah.
that you put into it. It's got to work hard.
Yeah. And if you overload it
Yeah.
with all these substances,
Yeah.
it can really struggle.
Okay, so that's a big one.
Definitely one of the biggest risks.
Okay, what else did you see?
Well, another thing they talked about
Yeah.
was the possibility of messing up your hormones.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, your hormones are super important for everything.
Yeah.
Your mood, your energy levels, your metabolism, even things like sleep,
Okay.
they all rely on your hormones being in balance.
So these steroids can throw all of that off.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And then there's the risks to your cardiovascular system.
What do you mean?
Well, like increased blood pressure,
Oh, wow.
cholesterol problems,
Yeah.
even an increased risk of heart attack
Oh,
or
geez.
stroke down the line.
That's serious stuff.
Yeah, it's not something to take lightly.
So it's like you're trading short-term gains
Yeah.
for potential long-term health problems.
Exactly. You have to ask yourself if it's worth it.
And on top of all of that,
Yeah.
the article talks about counterfeit products. Oh, right.
Which is a whole other level of risk.
Yeah, it's scary to think about.
Because when you're dealing with stuff that's often obtained illegally, you can't be sure what you're actually getting.
That's right. It could be anything in there.
Yeah, you're putting your trust in whoever is selling it to you.
Yeah. And that's a big gamble.
Huge gamble.
You just don't know what you're putting into your body.
And that could be even more dangerous.
Definitely.
Yeah.
You could end up doing way more harm than good.
Yeah. So all of this just really emphasizes
Yeah.
why the article is so adamant about medical supervision.
Yeah, that's a must.
If someone is determined to
Yeah.
use these substances, having a doctor involved is crucial.
Absolutely. They can monitor you
Yeah.
and hopefully catch any problems early on.
That's key.
It's like having a safety net.
Yeah. It's better to be safe than sorry.
Totally.
But the article also talks about these legal alternatives.
Oh, right.
Like Anverol and Clenbuterol.
Yeah, I've heard of those.
Yeah, and they're designed to try and mimic
okay.
the effects of steroids.
Interesting.
Without all the legal and health risks.
So they're like a safer option?
Yeah, they're supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And they work
yeah.
by targeting specific pathways
okay.
in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not directly messing with your hormones.
Oh, okay.
But they're still trying to get you some of those results.
Interesting. So they're not going to be as powerful.
Probably not.
But they're also not going to be as dangerous.
Exactly. It's about finding that balance between results and risks.
Makes sense. And are these alternatives legal?
Yeah, that's the thing. They're generally available
okay.
without a prescription.
Got it.
So you don't have to go through all those hoops.
Interesting.
To get your hands on them.
So they're more accessible.
Yeah. And they're also produced
mm-hmm.
under something called good manufacturing practices.
What's that?
So GMP is basically a set of guidelines.
Okay.
That ensures the product
yeah.
is made in a controlled environment and that they're following strict standards.
So it's like a quality control thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It gives you more confidence
yeah.
that what you're getting
yeah.
is actually what it says it is.
That makes sense.
And that it's been produced safely.
So you're not getting some random stuff.
Right, exactly. GMP is kind of like a stamp of approval.
Okay.
Saying this product has passed the test.
I see.
So it's definitely reassuring.
For sure.
For anyone who is considering these alternatives.
Especially when you're talking about putting something into your body.
Absolutely. Okay. You don't want to mess around with your health.
No way.
Okay. So we've talked about cutting cycles.
Yeah.
Some of the common steroids.
Yeah.
The legal stuff.
Yeah.
And even these safer alternatives.
Right.
But there's another piece of this puzzle.
What's that?
Testosterone.
Okay.
It plays a role in all of this.
How so?
Well, for one, it's obviously important for building muscle.
Yeah, everyone knows that.
But it's also tied to why some people turn to steroids, especially during a cutting cycle.
Okay. I'm interested to hear more.
So as men age,
uh-huh.
their testosterone levels naturally decline.
Right.
And that can affect a bunch of things.
Like what?
Like your muscle mass,
okay,
your strength,
uh-huh.
and even how your body burns calories.
Interesting. So some guys might use steroids
yeah.
to try and make up for that decline.
Exactly. They're trying to hold on right. to that youthful hormonal environment.
Okay. Yeah, I see.
But like we talked about earlier,
yeah.
messing with your hormones can backfire.
Right. It's a delicate balance.
Definitely. And if you're interested in learning more about topics like this,
oh, yeah.
you can visit our website.
Okay. What is it?
publichealthlaw.net.
Okay, I'll check it out.
We've got tons of info there.
Cool.
About all sorts of health and fitness stuff.
Sounds good.
So, yeah, it's like playing with a delicate ecosystem.
Uh-huh.
You might disrupt things in ways you didn't anticipate. Okay, so we've got a good foundation now.
Yeah.
We understand what a cutting cycle is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We know about some of the common steroids involved,
yeah.
the legal issues,
right.
the role of testosterone,
uh-huh.
and we've even touched on those safer alternatives.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in.
It is, but I think it's important to lay it all out there.
Yeah, people need to know what they're getting into.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So now that we've got the basics down,
okay.
let's dig a little deeper.
Sounds good.
And really get into the good,
Hi.
The bad,
uh-huh.
and the ugly.
All right, let's do it.
Of using a steroid cutting stack.
I'm ready when you are. So let's start with like the good stuff.
Okay, the pros.
Yeah, the stuff that makes these stacks so appealing.
Okay, so what is it?
Well, the article talks about increased muscle definition.
Okay.
Like faster fat loss.
Uh-huh.
More strength and endurance.
Yeah.
Basically, they're promising you that shredded look.
Okay.
But like way faster.
Yeah, it's like that fast track.
Yeah.
To getting ripped.
Exactly. Yeah. And in a world where everyone wants things instantly, that's a powerful draw.
For sure. But we've already talked about the risks.
Right.
So let's dig into the bad stuff.
Okay, the downsides.
Yeah, what are some of the specific things that could go wrong?
Well, the article doesn't hold back.
Yeah.
It lists a bunch of potential risks.
Like what?
Well, we've already talked about liver damage.
Right.
But they also talk about hormonal imbalances.
Okay.
And the impact these substances can have on your heart.
Oh, wow. So like what kind of...
Like increased blood pressure.
Oh, geez.
Cholesterol problems. Even an increased risk of heart attack.
Right.
Or stroke.
That's scary.
Yeah. You could end up with some serious health problems.
So it's like you're trading
yeah.
short-term gains
yeah.
for long-term damage.
Potentially. Yeah. It's a gamble.
And the article also mentions counterfeit products.
Oh, yeah.
which adds a whole other layer of risk.
It's scary to think about.
Because you don't even know
Right.
what you're
You
getting.
could be taking anything.
And that could be super dangerous.
Absolutely. That's why they really stress the importance of medical supervision.
Okay, so if someone is going to do this,
Yeah.
they need to talk to a doctor.
For sure. It's not worth messing around with your health.
Okay, so that's the bad stuff.
Yeah.
But we also talked about these legal alternatives,
Oh, right.
like Anvrol and Clenbuterol. So maybe those are the less ugly option. They're
Maybe.
supposed to be safer,
Yeah.
how do they actually work?
Well, they target certain things in the body,
Okay.
but they don't directly mess with your hormones.
So they're not as harsh,
Right?
but they're probably not as effective either.
Probably not, but it's a trade-off.
Yeah, less risk, but also less reward.
And they're made with better quality control.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're produced
Yeah.
under those good manufacturing practices. So at least you know
Yeah.
you're getting what you paid for.
And that's been made safely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got the good,
Yeah.
the bad, and the less ugly. But there's more to it than just that.
Oh, okay. Like what?
The article also talks about the side effects,
Oh, right.
like the specific things people have experienced.
Yeah, that's important to know.
Definitely. So what are some of the things that stood out to you?
Well, one thing that was kind of scary
Okay.
was the long-term impact on hormone production.
Okay, so you're saying these steroids
Yeah.
can mess up your hormones even after you stop using them?
Yeah. Basically, when you put external hormones into your body,
Yeah.
it can stop your body from making its own.
Oh, wow. So it's like shutting down.
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah.
And that can lead to all sorts of problems.
Like what?
Well, it depends on the person, but it can affect your mood,
Okay.
your energy levels,
Yeah.
even your sex drive.
Oh, wow.
It can really mess things up.
So it's not just about the risks while you're on the cycle.
Yeah.
It's about the potential long-term consequences.
Exactly. And that's something a lot of people don't think about.
Yeah, they just want those quick results.
Right. And they don't realize the damage they could be doing.
So it's important to think about the big picture.
Definitely.
And that article talks about something called post-cycle therapy.
Oh, yeah. PCT.
Yeah, what is that?
It's basically a plan
Okay.
to help your body recover
Okay.
after you stop using steroids.
So it's like trying to get your hormones back to normal.
Exactly. It's supposed to help jumpstart your body's natural production.
Okay, but does it work?
Well, it can help,
Okay.
but there's no guarantee.
Really?
Yeah, sometimes the damage
Yeah.
can be permanent.
Wow. So even if you do PCT, you might not fully recover.
It's a risk you have to be willing to take.
That's intense.
Yeah.
It really makes you think about the trade-offs.
Yeah. It's not a decision to make lightly.
Definitely. Okay, so we've talked about the risks, the
Yeah.
long-term consequences, and even this thing called post-cycle therapy. But the article also mentioned something else that I think is really interesting.
Oh, what's that?
User reviews.
Oh.
They say that those can be super valuable
Why is that?
because it's like getting the inside scoop from
Oh.
people who have actually used these substances.
That makes sense. It's one thing to read about it,
Right.
but it's another thing to hear from people who have actually done it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what kind of insights
Yeah.
can you get from these reviews?
Well, you can get a sense of the real
All
results,
right.
like what people are actually seeing and the side effects. You
Yeah.
can see what people are actually experiencing.
It's like getting firsthand information.
Yeah, it's like a glimpse into the trenches.
But you have to be careful, right?
Oh, yeah, for
Can't
sure.
just believe everything you read.
No, everybody is different.
Right
So
on.
what works for one person
Yeah.
might not work for another.
So it's about looking for patterns
Yeah.
and common themes,
Right.
not just taking one person's word as gospel.
It's about getting a broader perspective.
Okay, so it's like another piece of the puzzle.
Yeah.
It helps you make a more informed decision.
That's the goal.
And the article actually includes a whole FAQ section. Yeah,
Really?
like a whole bunch of questions
Okay.
that people often have about cutting stacks.
That's helpful.
It is, especially for people who are new to all of this.
Yeah, it can be overwhelming.
Totally. So what are some of the things they address?
Well, they talk about the best stack for beginners.
Okay.
They go over the legal stuff in different countries. They talk about how long a cycle should last,
Right.
the importance of PCT,
Yeah.
and even whether women can use these stacks.
Wow. This is pretty comprehensive.
Yeah, they cover a lot of ground.
Okay, well, let's break some of this down.
Okay.
What do they recommend for beginners?
Well, they say to start with milder compounds
Like what?
like Anavar and Clenbuterol.
Okay.
They're supposed to be less harsh than some of the other options.
But they still come with risks,
Or,
right?
yeah. For
There's
who?
no such thing as a safe steroid.
Absolutely. Anything that messes with your hormones, it's going to have some potential downsides.
So even if you're starting slow, you need to be aware of the risks.
Definitely.
Okay, what about the legal stuff?
Well, they talk about how it varies from country to country, but in the US, the UK, and Australia, anabolic steroids are controlled substances.
So you need a prescription.
Exactly.
But the legal alternatives,
Yeah.
those are usually okay.
Right.
You don't need a prescription for those.
So it depends on what you're looking for.
And what your local laws are.
Exactly.
Okay, so what about cycle duration?
Oh, yeah. How long should you be on these things?
Yeah.
They recommend 6 to 12 weeks,
Okay.
depending on what you're using and what your goals are.
But you got to stick to the guidelines, right?
Yeah, they emphasize that.
Because more isn't always better.
Definitely. You can overdo it.
And that can lead to problems.
For sure.
Okay, what about PCT?
They're really big on
It
that.
seems like it's essential.
It is, especially if you're using steroids,
Okay.
because it helps your body recover
Right.
and reduces the risk of long-term damage.
So it's not something you should skip.
Definitely not.
Okay, last question.
Okay.
Can women use these cutting stacks?
Yeah, that's a good one.
What does the article say?
They say that women can use them,
Okay.
but they should stick to milder steroids
Okay.
and lower doses.
Way lower.
Yeah, significantly lower than men would use.
Why is that?
Because they don't want women to develop male characteristics.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that makes sense.
It's about finding that balance again.
Right, between results and risks.
Exactly. But that balance is different for women.
Okay, so it's about individualizing the approach based on your goals,
Yeah.
your risk tolerance, and your physiology.
It's not one size fits all.
Definitely. Okay, so we've covered a lot.
We have.
We've talked about the potential benefits,
Yeah.
the very real risks, the legal stuff,
Yeah.
and even safer alternatives.
Right.
But before we wrap up,
Okay.
I want to go back to something the article really emphasized:
What's that?
choosing wisely.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's no one best cutting stack.
Right. Depends on the person.
Exactly. You have to think about your goals, your risk tolerance,
Yeah.
your overall health,
For sure.
and your commitment to doing things the right way.
That's a big decision.
It is. And the article really encourages people to do their research,
Yeah.
to talk to medical professionals, and to really understand the risks. Because knowledge is power. And
Definitely.
with all of this information,
Yeah.
you're equipped to make a choice that aligns with your values and your priorities.
Exactly.
So it's like we've given you all the pieces.
Yeah.
Now you have to put the puzzle together.
And figure out what works best for you.
Exactly. And that brings us to the end
Okay.
of our deep dive into cutting stacks.
Wow.
We really went deep.
We did.
We covered a lot of ground. We talked about the science, the
The
risks, the
benefits,
legal stuff,
alternatives.
everything.
It was a lot.
But hopefully it was helpful.
I think so.
And like we always do, we
Yeah.
want to leave you with a question.
Okay, hit me.
So after learning all of this,
Yeah.
what's your top priority? Is it getting the fastest results possible,
Okay.
or is it minimizing the risks?
Ah, interesting.
Because those two things
Yeah.
are often at odds.
For sure.
So you have to decide what's more important to you.
Yeah, what are you willing to sacrifice?
Exactly. Because sometimes
Yeah.
the smartest move is the one that prioritizes your health,
Sure.
even if it means
Yeah.
those results come a little slower.
Sometimes slow and steady
Yeah.
wins the race.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And remember,
Yeah.
if you're interested in learning more about this stuff,
Okay.
you can visit our website,
What's the address?
publichealthlaw.net.
Okay, I'll check it out.
We've got tons of resources there
Oh.
to help you make informed decisions
Awesome.
about your health
Yeah.
and your fitness.
Sounds good.
So thanks for joining us
Yeah, thanks for having me.
on the deep dive.
It was fun.
Until next time,
Yeah.
stay curious and
Definitely.
stay informed.
See ya.